I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and here are some of the top stories impacting Rutherford County on your Rutherford Roundup for Monday, September 15th, 2025. Tensions continue to rise at the state level, with Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn facing criticism after voting to block an amendment that would have pushed for public release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. The amendment, backed by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, was attached to the National Defense Authorization Act and aimed to direct the Attorney General to release Epstein-related documents. Although Blackburn has long advocated for transparency on the Epstein case, she dismissed this measure as a political stunt that risked military pay. Her office pointed fingers at Democrats for previously obstructing similar efforts, asserting that the focus should be on national security and combating human trafficking. Senator Bill Hagerty, also from Tennessee, joined Blackburn in voting to table the amendment, which passed by a narrow 51-49 margin. Meanwhile, another controversy emerged within a key state agency. The Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance, which regulates sectors including consumer protection and professional licensing across Rutherford County and beyond, has terminated an employee following inflammatory social media comments. The remarks pertain to the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and were found to exhibit bias and undermine the department's credibility. Commissioner Carter Lawrence emphasized that public servants must uphold standards of impartiality, particularly when linked to the agency in online spaces. The governor's office reinforced the decision with its official support, highlighting the broader commitment to serving all Tennesseans with fairness and integrity. Murfreesboro's downtown transformation is taking a major step forward as the Keystone Project readies to launch its initial phase. With a total capital investment of $175 million, the three-part development is designed to bring more housing, retail, and dining options to the city center. Phase 1 includes 239 multifamily units, while Phase 2 will feature 100 condominiums paired with 3,000 square feet of retail space. Phase 3 proposes a 15-room hotel with over 7,100 square feet of retail. At a recent city council meeting, Murfreesboro officials confirmed that construction on the hotel will begin 2 years after phases 1 and 2 are underway. To support the development, the city plans to invest $4 to $5 million in off-site public infrastructure, which will later reimbursed through the general fund. While funding is secured for the first phase, developers must still raise capital for the remaining two phases or risk returning the property to city ownership. Mayor Shane McFarland remains optimistic, noting the site's value would likely attract new investment if needed. Elsewhere in Rutherford County, school officials and law enforcement are addressing a serious case of mistaken identity. A Rutherford County school employee with a name similar to the alleged Charlie Kirk shooter's mother has been wrongly linked to the case, prompting harassment and false accusations. Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh urged the public to stop spreading misinformation, emphasizing the employee has no connection to the suspect or to the incident. Murfreesboro police have arrested the man accused of opening fire during a reunion gathering at Old Fort Park, an incident that left two people injured and the community shaken. According to the Murfreesboro Police Department's Violent Crimes Unit, Treverius Chambers arrived at the Park Pavilion on September 13th, wearing all black and a ski mask before firing multiple rounds towards a crowd of adults and children. Two individuals were hit. One victim, a woman, was treated at the scene for a leg wound and transported to a hospital in stable condition. A man who was shot in the torso remains in critical condition following surgery. Chambers was quickly located at an apartment complex on Hazelwood Drive and taken into custody without incident. He faces 6 counts of attempted first-degree murder and a charge of tampering with evidence. Police say one of the victims returned fire in self-defense. While a motive remains unclear, detectives are urging witnesses to come forward as the investigation continues. In a separate case, U.S. Marshals Task Force tracked down a Florida murder suspect in Murfreesboro. Andrew St. Louis, age 19, was wanted in Broward County, Florida, on a charge of first-degree murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy to commit murder. He was arrested on North Rutherford Boulevard without incident, and he is currently being held in the Rutherford County Jail. A sweeping federal response to rising violent crime in Memphis is drawing national attention. U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn praised President Donald Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard to Memphis, describing it as a pivotal step towards restoring law and order. Blackburn, who has long advocated for a stronger federal intervention in West Tennessee, credited both FBI Director Patel and Attorney General Pam Bondi for supporting the effort. The deployment follows growing concerns over violent incidents, cargo theft, and a reported 6.4 rise in violent crime in Shelby County in late 2023. Despite those challenges, recent data shows homicides in Memphis have dropped by 23% so far in 2025, outpacing national averages. The move represents one of the largest federal law enforcement deployments to the region in years. While the specifics of the Guard's role are still forthcoming, Blackburn emphasized that the goal is to hold local officials accountable and curb what she calls soft-on-crime policies. Memphis's strategic importance as a transportation hub has added urgency to the intervention. Meanwhile, Rutherford County commissioners are focused on improving emergency medical access. A newly passed resolution supports collaborative efforts between HCA TriStar, Ascension St. Thomas, and Murfreesboro Medical Clinic to build two freestanding emergency departments. One facility will rise at South Church Street and Warrior Drive under Stonecrest Medical Center in Smyrna, while the other will serve residents in Las Casas and Northern Murfreesboro. The resolution highlights rare cooperation among competing healthcare systems and underscores the need to serve growing and underserved populations. That's all for now. For updates on these and many more local news stories, be sure to check out our website, WGNSradio.com, or follow us on social media at News Radio WGNS on Facebook as well as X. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a rating or a review on Spotify and iTunes, or maybe a comment on YouTube. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.